This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Red line, is this some conspiracy? Crucified for no sins.
Pantera bringing us in. Yeah, Trump. That was Pontius Pilate. I'm not comparing him to Christ. It's just a good allegory. I'd say I find no wrongdoing. Why are you going to do this? I mean, Trump is really a real guy. That's why they hate him, and that's why they're trying to bring him down, because they see him as an image of Americana returning. Big breaking news. I'll cover it in the next segment. Farage warns EU Britain could walk away from negotiations if bullying continues. An U.S. aircraft conduct airstrike on Syrian army convoy was approaching U.S. forces. They were 18 miles away. Wow, that doesn't sound very reasonable. But okay, Doug Hagmann, continue here with other big bombshells you've got. If folks just joined us, sounds like Comey's in a lot of trouble. We've got thousands of retweets on our video and article. Headline at Infowars.com by Kit Daniels. Comey caught perjuring himself to Congress, saying that Trump or no one else ever tried to influence him, 2 months after he now admits he wrote a memo claiming Trump did. Wow, this is big.
Exactly. And I think people would be well advised to understand Comey was the one who refused to prosecute Hillary Clinton for the emails.
Open and shut.
Exactly. I mean, you talk about a laydown investigation. There it is. And that should have been prosecuted. But, of course, you've got the Lynch and Bill Clinton factor, the tarmac meeting and such. You've got so much exposure by Hillary's campaign people. Podesta, for example, Podesta Group lobbied Russia's largest bank, income of $900,000. For crying out loud, you've got all of this Russian connections with the Clinton Foundation, Podesta's, and everyone else, Lanny Davis, for example. Yet Comey has been silent, or was silent on that. And, of course, now the special counsel, which is interesting because many people will, and this is something people should consider, many people will identify the special counsel as a special prosecutor, kind of synonymous, not quite. However, people relate to the special counsel / prosecutor as coming of age with Nixon, with Archibald Cox.
Sure, but isn't it more like Ken Starr?
It's actually Ulysses Grant, the first special prosecutor. It goes back that far. But the problem with the prosecutors / special counsels, and again, this is from my source, the federal prosecutors, the fact that there's always investigation drift. It can start out with...
Sure, it starts on one subject, then moves into perjury or absconding or this. What about the other two congressional investigations going on? Those are still ongoing. What happens now?
Well, and they should continue autonomously away from whatever Mueller might be getting into, and they have to continue unimpeded. One of the areas of concern, you and Roger Stone talked about this, and I think you did a great job covering this, of course, is the murder of Seth Rich, the person.
Let's talk about that. We've got federal investigators and others saying they've seen the emails.
Right, 44,053 emails, 17,761 email attachments, spanning from January of 2015 through May of 2016, that made it from the DNC to WikiLeaks Assange via McFadden, and also, according to my sources, there was one other intermediary there. The fact of the matter is, this particular issue, this is at the epicenter. This Russian narrative was devised by this fake, false report. Report of Russian hacking. There was no hacking. It was merely a transfer of data from in my professional opinion, from what I've seen, the DNC staffer Seth Rich, he took that information from the DNC and given it via his connections to contacts to Assange. 12 days later, the Podesta emails broke. That was, it might have been longer than that. But nonetheless, we saw the first batch of Podesta emails break. The murder is yet unsolved when, in fact, the FBI has and the D.C. police have the forensic evidence to tie WikiLeaks and Seth Rich.
I want to get an update on the whole pedophile roundup that's happening, and then we'll let you go, my friend, and get our next guest on. Again, right now we are joined by Doug Hagman of HagmanReport.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Patriots worldwide. It's the InfoWar.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Zach and the crew have been in there really researching the last 30 minutes since this broke. CBS News and AP, U.S. aircraft conduct airstrike on Syrian army convoy. Zach was breaking down to me during the break where this happened. It's a Shiite training base. But then, meanwhile, Assad is Sunni, but it was a main in Sunni invasion force that was coming into the whole country. Let's say much of Assad's support is Sunni. So it's all this inter-Muslim, inter-Arab killing going on. There was a 35-mile protection zone around this. They came into it for the third day in a row. And really, nobody knows what's going on with this right now. But Zach had some interesting theories off what's being said. So, Zach, kind of repeat what you just said.
Yes, so it's all breaking news, so it's kind of all in flux right now.
Fluid.
But as far as what I've seen and what I've read, back in August, Iran sent 3,000 troops to Al-Tanf, which is the area that got hit. And those 3,000 troops are there to be trained to be pro-Assad militants, but they're Shia. So my thoughts were maybe that there might be some pro-Assad Sunni rebels or pro-Assad militants that kind of went to this very remote area. It's on the border. It's essentially on the border of Iraq, Syria, and Jordan.
Yeah, because there's constant backstabbing between the five or six different factions. Kurds.
Yes.
You know, three factions of Sunni, the multiple factions of Shiites. I mean, that's why the Muslims can't ever build a civilization, is statistically, historically, through the anthropology, sociology, they're constantly backstabbing, double-dealing, doing this. And so that's a good point you make, that this is Shiites brought in that are now being targeted. So who knows? Because as ISIS and Al-Qaeda, Saudi Arabian-backed, and Qatari-backed, are being pushed out, that will create the vacuum that even McMaster, to his credit, has said, will create a whole new civil war as they battle for control.
Yes. And as far as I see, it seems that it might just be the fact that Iran, Syria, Iran, the United States, and Russia work together to build this army base to fuel. So once they see outside forces in this deconfliction zone, I think it might have been just due diligence on parts of U.S. and Russia. They might even be working on this together to make sure that they secure those militants and things like that, because who knows what those militants really were.
Well, it is certainly a giant, disgusting mess. Separately, this attack in New York with one person dead, 20 hit, a hit and run, and car slams into pedestrians in Times Square. More and more, it looks like somebody maybe passed out or some type of shock from diabetes or something, just in the wrong lane, running people over. That's what the media is saying. But if it was an Islamic attack, they wouldn't tell us. So thank you so much for the breakdown, Zach. Let's go to Doug Hagman. Doug, what do you think about the attack in Times Square? Too early to tell?
Yeah, I just got some information. The allegedly, the driver of that vehicle has a history of DUI. That's not confirmed. That's just raw information. I don't know. Frankly, I think there was four police officers who took that driver out of the car. Information is too new to really for me to really comment on it. But certainly, you know, it's got. What would stop a Muslim terrorist from doing exactly that? And you know, it's sad when we can't trust anyone or the media to tell the truth, or even the police to tell the truth at this point.
Sure, because they get ordered in Europe. We see attacks with trucks every week in Europe, and they keep telling them to get bigger trucks and ISIS videos, and then the media says that, you know, Islam isn't involved in anything. In closing, other tidbits of info you haven't hit, other points folks should know about, Doug?
Well, one thing, being a PI, investigator myself 30 plus years, look, other PIs, there's a community of investigators. We know each other. Rod Wheeler, great investigator, great private investigator.
Oh, yeah, let's spend some time on the Seth Rich situation. Yeah. I mean, we're hearing a lot of conflicting stories. What's the intel you've got?
Well, the intel that I've got, Rod Wheeler did speak with a federal source who said, look, I had eyes on the computer. I can verify, as a matter of fact, that this was connected to WikiLeaks. It was connected to WikiLeaks. The motive with respect to the murder of Seth Rich certainly was not robbery. It doesn't conform to any robbery that he's worked in. However, let's go back to motive. What was the motive? But what we find it interesting in the investigative business myself, when I work on unsolved homicides, who is complaining the most? And I find it very interesting with outside input. Who's complaining the most? Brad Bauman, the family spokesman, the new family spokesman for the Seth Rich family, is saying, wait a minute, this is all conspiracy nonsense, and don't believe him. We're satisfied with the police. Well, who's Brad Bauman? Brad Bauman is a professional Democratic crisis PR consultant.
Exactly. So the family was concerned for the first 6 months and wanted a PI. Now this guy's involved, a known, quote, crisis manager for the Democratic Party.
Right. So, again, the enemies of the truth are sending in, at least in my view, sending in people who are trying to plug holes in the dam where tidbits of truth come out. This is one example. I personally know the reputation of Rod Wheeler. I do believe that he's a good guy. I believe that he's telling the truth, and I believe that we need to solve the Seth Rich homicide needs to be solved conclusively, because this will be a cog in the wheel that does really do a lot of damage to the DNC, to the Wasserman Schultz. By the way, they have a civil case, Schultz and against Schultz. I'm sorry, Sanders against Schultz and the DNC. But
that's
having
right.
said all of that, This will be, once this is solved, 130+ thousand reward. Once this is solved, this will open up an entirely new avenue of investigation that will just put a lot of people on notice that we're coming for you.
That's right. Doug Hagmann, thank you so much. Always amazing analysis. HagmannReport.com. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Wow. I want to open the phones up in the last 30, 40 minutes of this hour. And Paul Watson's going to come in from London, England, and just absolutely, you know, dominate as he does a great job with the rest of the crew. But I want to play a Paul Watson report about the impeachment of Donald Trump in the next segment that needs to go viral. Separately, I want to thank the folks on Twitter, but this is how you get a hold of the president, for retweeting the tweet I put out an hour and a half ago with the headline, Bombshell. And again, we put the tweet up. It's on Real Alex Jones. I can read the tweet. Bombshell, Comey caught perjuring himself to Congress. Contradicts own memo, no one trying to block Russia investigation. Now, that's all I can say in a Twitter comment, but I probably should just write it out and then take a screenshot of it so I can put a larger two or three paragraphs as an image up there for people. That's kind of a trick for getting around it. To just say this, bombshell, Comey caught lying to Congress. Or bombshell, Comey lied. There it is. Or breaking, Comey caught lying. Told Congress Trump didn't try to influence investigation. And then you can put a video. I know from the start of the show I shot, I think that video's done a couple hours ago. We can add that in there where I lay out those facts for people. I mean, this is a big deal. We have Comey. If you just joined us, maybe I should play that clip one more time. Look, let's cue up Comey from May 3rd telling the House committee that the Judiciary Committee that no one tried to influence him. None of that was going on. Then that's just ridiculous. I mean, that would really get him upset. I mean, nobody tries to do that to the FBI. And this is while he lets this memo go out and be put out everywhere to the four winds that he's meeting him in February and he's trying to influence the investigation. But then months later, he says that's never happened. He's never seen that. He's never heard that. This is a big, 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 big deal. And we're putting that first video I did earlier today on Facebook and on Twitter. We're going to tweet it out at Real Alex Jones. We're going to post it on Facebook. It needs to go completely viral and throw that in the Democrats' face. Here's Comey saying it didn't go on months after he met with Trump and he said it did. Your God is a liar.
Attorney General or senior officials at the Department of Justice opposes a specific investigation. Can they halt that FBI investigation?
In theory, yes.
Has it happened?
Not in my experience, because it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something that, without an appropriate purpose. I mean, we're oftentimes, they give us opinions that we don't see a case there, and so you ought to stop investing resources in it. But I'm talking about a situation where we were told to stop something for a political reason. That would be a very big deal. It's not happened in my experience.
So we have this. And it needs to get 50 million views. The video is on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the article Kit Daniels wrote dealing with this fact right now that we tweeted out at Real Alex Jones. Everyone needs to share the link. Everyone needs to email it. Everybody needs to call their local talk show host. Everybody needs to call C-SPAN and say, did you hear about May 3rd when Comey told the world that Trump or nobody else had tried to influence them or tried to obstruct justice? When months before he met with him and wrote a memo saying that, we can't believe a word comes out of James Comey's mouth. He needs to be investigated. Who are these people? The FBI. Oh, you're an FBI guy that worked for the Clintons and covered up. Oh, you're God. We can trust you, but we can't trust who we elected, Donald Trump. We can trust Chuckie Schumer. We can trust Hillary Clinton. We can trust Michael Moore. We can trust every globalist dirtbag. But the guy that got $3 trillion in the stock market because the people believed in it and hundreds of billions in new jobs and got a good Supreme Court justice, they just can't stand it. They can't stand it. They were this close to gutting the country with Hillary and shutting down free speech. FCC demonstrations today, ban InfoWars signs, you name it. They're coming for us. I'm the big target. Trump's a target. InfoWars is a target. Drudge is a target. Breitbart's a target. And a lot of people in conservative or libertarian media go, good, I'll get bigger once you're gone. They'll shut you down even quicker, idiot. That's why I love BuzzFeed articles trying to create divide and conquer, going, Jones is obsessed with Limbaugh and hopes he gets shut down. I'm not in competition with Rush Limbaugh. Give me a break. But that just shows how they try to manipulate us and try every angle they can. Separately, Roger Ailes died today. It was announced by his wife. And I screenshotted the comments from his wife and sent it out. And I'm not going to even talk about what was going on as of late with Roger Ailes behind the scenes. But I don't know. Maybe down the road I'll tell you. But truth is stranger than fiction. We'll be back with Paul Joseph Watson's report destroying the attack on Trump. And that's even before the new Comey video came out.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Segment. I've got a bunch of clips I want to play where even mainstream news admits the deep state, that's rogue criminal organizations, are lying about the president working with the foreign-owned media When you look at these people, they are such traitors. But first, let's go to this Paul Joseph Watson report that he filed last night before we even knew that Comey perjured himself to Congress, saying no one in Trump's administration or anybody connected to Trump ever tried to influence his administration, 2 months after he'd already secretly been writing memos up about the president. So Comey has been caught red-handed. The video, the articles are all on Twitter. Here it is. Here's Paul Watson.
The relentless, hysterical, six-month-long media campaign to delegitimize Trump was firmly based around setting the narrative dictator. They're radicalizing the violent alt-left. We've seen the attacks on Trump supporters. We've seen the crazies trying to scale the White House fence over and over again. This summer, the situation could explode. The drive to impeach Donald Trump will lead to either war abroad or war on the streets of America. Sources close to the White House indicate to us that sleeper cells within the administration, turncoats, will be the leading voices in the push to impeach Donald Trump. The same traitors responsible for the leaks, in alliance with Never Trump Republicans, are feverishly working with the Democratic Party establishment to sabotage Trump. And thanks to the media, bought and paid for by the deep state, the propaganda is working.
But clearly we're on the trail there to an impeachment.
Are we getting closer and closer to the possibility of yet another impeachment process?
I rise today, Mr. Speaker, to call for the impeachment of the President of the United States of America.
Are well on our way to impeachment.
Odds of Trump being impeached by the end of 2017 have shot up past 30%. 48% of Americans want to see it happen, and that's because the media has engaged in blitzkrieg-like onslaughts of deception. We're told this Comey memo is, quote, deeply troubling. So troubling that Comey sat on it for 3 months. So troubling that he kept it quiet for all that time and only released it days after he was fired. What a coincidence. So Trump tells Comey that he hopes he'll be fair to Flynn because he thinks he's a good man. And the media calls this obstruction of justice. Even CNN admits that this is part of the deep state's revenge against Trump.
We know that this is, you know, they talk about the deep state. Well, these are communities that have a lot of loyalty within and know how to get back, even if you're the president of the United States.
The same revenge that Chuck Schumer promised with an evil glint in his eye before Trump even took office.
Let me tell you, you take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday of getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
The leak to the Washington Post. Trump tells Russia how to protect innocent people from being blown up on a plane by ISIS. And he's the monster for trying to save lives. Not a single shred of evidence has ever been presented to prove Trump colluded with Russia to influence the election. But that doesn't matter to these people. The end justifies the means. And the end game is the elimination of Trump at whatever cost to the country. Isn't it rich how they still grandstand like they've got the moral high ground? Keith Olbermann begging foreign countries to launch a coup d'etat. You're literally trying to incite the overthrow of a democratically elected president. You don't have the moral high ground. These people are perfectly willing to see the country fail if it means they can claim they were proven right about Trump. They're quite happy to see the plane go down, even though they're on it, just to soothe their butthurt about losing the election. Difference is, they've got parachutes. The middle and working class Americans who voted for Trump don't. And they're the ones who are going to suffer. There are two courses of action for Trump. Either he initiates a massive purge of fifth columnists within his administration, as well as completely replacing his communications team, which steadfastly refuses, or is too incompetent and weak to fight back on any of these issues. The deep state has declared war on Trump. It's time to fight back. The other option is war. You saw what happened after the airstrike on Syria. The deep state left him alone for a few weeks, and his approval rating recovered. Trump could launch a massive war and rally the country around that last refuge of scoundrels, patriotism. But that's exactly what the deep state wants. And once it's over, They'll just keep undermining Trump anyway. Where's this all heading? If the media intensifies...
Paul Watson is amazing, isn't he? The full video is on Infowars.com. It's called The Impeachment of Donald Trump. And it's ongoing. It's already begun by the enemies, and it's so important. Also, I have tweeted out the first part of the show where we expose Comey and the absolute obstruction of justice. That is so key to get out right now if you want to save the Republic and defeat these people. We have them. If you spread the link on Facebook, Twitter, Google, Talk Radio, call C-SPAN, you name it. The full video and the full tweets on Infowars.com and on Real Alex Jones on Twitter.
Empires on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diet of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single, great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people.
They are the globalists.
Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor
is atrocities.
Atrocities.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Here's Colonel Schaefer yesterday exposing the enemies within our government, the deep state, trying to bring down Trump, and that Trump needs to recognize he's in a war. Here it is.
the president, for better or for worse, is the ultimate classification or declassification authority. He can talk to anybody about anything, no matter what the level is. And beyond that, I understand that, that things were instantly twisted by the National Security Council staff and leaked, obviously, to the Post. And there was a very delayed, very muted response where they should have been right up there outlining the facts right up front about how this is completely false. So I think they, like you point out, the White House communication staff has to believe they are now at a state of war. This is war. It's called information operations, information warfare, and clearly the other side, the deep state and the Clinton folks, and I have to say some folks on the Republican side are all lining up. The battle lines are drawn. It's time for people to understand how to deal with this as if it's a war.
The deep state is committed to maintaining this assault, it seems. I mean, we're not even 4 months into the Trump presidency, and the assaults continue, the attacks continue, and we have, as you indicated at the outset, the New York Times and the Washington Post, these are no longer fake news. I mean, they are, it's an entire psyops. It is a disinformation campaign from previous, former journalists. What do you think, having some experience with all of the above, would be an appropriate response by this White House?
Well, two things. First, you're completely correct on the papers. I mean, this is they've become Pravda, for just to use a Cold War metaphor. And it's shameful. Secondly, regarding the very fact, and look, I've met with senior intelligence officials now in place, and Lou, they have to go through and sort out who is going to be actual career people who are going to do their job and those who are loyal to the previous administration. And some of these folks have transitioned from what we call political appointee jobs into career jobs. So you got to go through. My recommendation, I'll tell you
fire
what I
them.
Said. You need to go fire two people, two levels down. Everybody below you two levels, fire them. Be done with it. Thank you for your service to America. It's time for you to find a new job. And then start looking for people who are going to be loyal to the American people and to the policies of this president. That's what you've got to do. It's just that simple.
Wow, that's powerful. We're going to get him on soon. Here's my problem. I sent Nico 8 or 9 articles this morning when I got up at like 5 a.m. And he printed them all off for me. And every one of these I could spend an hour on, the lies. Just look at all this other stuff I haven't even gotten to. It's like we all saw Putin. We played it. Unedited. Saying it's crazy. They say they gave Lavrov all the secret info. The media in the U.S. makes stuff up. Lavrov, you're in trouble. You didn't give us the secret info. And then Lavrov goes on to say, yeah, we used to have Pravda in the news, and there wasn't any, truth in Pravda, and there wasn't even, Pravda in the news. I'm quoting that from memory, but the point is, the Russians are admitting they had horrible brainwashing media. But our media won't even admit that's what they are. And so I saw headlines on Newsweek and USA Today and CNN. You can search this. Putin laughs at Trump and America and makes fun of how they let him spy on them. Putin laughed and said, we're allowed to meet with the president. Nothing went on. Nothing secret happened. This is pure crap. And they make jokes about it. But the headlines are, there it is. Putin laughs at political chaos in the U.S. Well, that's more of a fair thing from the BBC. The actual headlines that I found was Vladimir Putin openly mocks Donald Trump for sharing secret intel with Lavrov. No, they say we didn't do it. It's not true. You're like Pravda. And then that gets translated to Newsweek and everywhere else. I saw it today. I watch when I'm on the treadmill YouTube boil down because they're all like 30 seconds long. And if I'm going to look for like 45 minutes, I mean, I'll see 50 clips. And it was just all these clips from Newsweek and Fox and CNN and just all the little things they put out on the web, all like 30 seconds to a minute. And it was like, yeah, I saw it 3 times this morning just in a news feed. Putin's laughing at Trump in America, how he got the intel from Trump. That dumbass Trump. He is the biggest idiot I ever saw. Time to get rid of him. We've had enough. And then meanwhile, we play the clip of what Putin really said and, read the closed captioning. He said, this is ridiculous. Nothing secret was discussed. It's been all over the news about laptops and bombs. Trump's trying to get us to go take out ISIS. Wouldn't you even want that? Lavrov, you didn't give us the secret info, you bad man. But that turns into Putin making fun of us because they know you're not going to go actually watch the clip. It's just, that's what the official Russian government media said. It's very dangerous to use the United States media for anything but birdcage lying. So I've got a couple of these clips. There's a bunch of them, but here's some of these changes. I'll try as best I can to read the closed captioning. Here it is. Before she issued Lavrov a reprimand because he did not share the secrets with us. Neither with me nor the representatives of the Russian intelligence services. It was very bad of him. Moreover, the United States administration finds it possible we are ready to provide a record of the Trump-Lavrov talks to the U.S. Congress and Senate, of course, if the U.S. administration wants it. But at the same time, we see the politics of schizophrenia in the developing United States. And I cannot find any other explanation for accusations that Donald Trump has had some revealed some secret to Lavrov. At first, as we looked at how the internal political process in the U.S. is developing, we found it funny. But today, it's not just sad, it worries us. All of this has been done on the basis of incitement of anti-Russian sentiment. What surprises me is that they're shaking up the domestic political situation in the United States using anti-Russian slogans. Either they don't understand the damage they've done to their country, in which case they're simply stupid, or they understand everything, oh yeah, in which they are dangerous and corrupt people. Ding, ding, that's it. And there's another clip where Lavrov makes the joke about you can't believe anything in the U.S. They're as bad as the old Soviet media. But here's the big truth of it. Was Trump a Russian agent? No, there's no evidence. It's all made up. Was Hillary on the payroll? Yes. That's what foreign governments do. They try to buy influence. But was Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, making fun of Trump in the U.S.? No. He was saying it's ridiculous they made this up. We used to think it was funny, then it was sad, now it's dangerous. We're not laughing. He said, this isn't funny, this is dangerous. And there's the full clip, they go on. It's powerful. So they call us Russian agents because we actually show you what the Russians say. The Russians aren't in our business. The EU is, the Pope is, the Chi-Coms are. Israel is. I'm not an enemy of Israel, but Israel's got a lot of control over the U.S. and has got some anti-gun groups here. And I'm like, we're paying for M16s for settlers, then I can't have guns? I'm critical of any of these foreign powers. The point is that Russia is barely involved. They got some bots, or they got people trying to influence stuff. Of course they are. All governments do that. But Russia is a superpower of industry that's rusting, but it's really a superpower of raw resources. That's why the United States working with Russia would be better for humanity. They're not communists anymore. But regardless, it's a red herring of 21st century globalism that has hijacked our country. It's trying to sell us that the foreign enemy is what's running things, but not the actual globalists that are in our faces every day. Under UN treaties, they decide how big new apartments are, how many kids you're supposed to have, where you can go to school, what the power lines look like. It's global standardization. Our police policies, the curriculum in our public schools, our colleges. We are a kept-run nation, just like the UK under the EU. But the UK is starting to pull out. And Trump began to pull us out of the unelected, secretive TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, and all the rest of the garbage. And so the special interests that had hijacked things, they howl, they scream, shut down Trump, shut down the new press, kick the new Republicans out. No, no, no. Peter Schiff, he will stay in power. And all the rest of little globalists like the John McCain's and the Republicans, they'll have come to the House floor, Senate floor, and it's time to look at impeachment. Why, there's this memo from Comey where he tried to influence the investigation, but no discussion of Comey. 2 months later, plus, saying, Trump never asked me to do anything. perjuring himself, impeaching himself, caught red-handed. And that video's up on Infowars.com. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. It's on our Twitter, Real Alex Jones. It's on our Facebook. Let's put the Alexander Imrich Jones, a great fan, by the way, like 6-7 years ago, set up like 30 Facebook pages for me. I knew nothing about it then. I was an idiot. And he said, I set up all these big pages. I'd like to work for you. And I said, sorry, I don't have the money to do that. Thank you for the sites. I want to, whoever that guy was, I couldn't find his name or number. I want to hire you, and I want to apologize for the great work you did, because we wouldn't even be where we were if it wasn't for you. Just you know, a couple of our pages have 1.5 to 2 million people on them. They're very effective. They're trying to kick us off of it. They're trying to curtail us, but it's been very useful. But it is spelled with the wrong Imrich. That's why I mentioned somebody else made it. The proper way to spell Imrich is with our healthcare products or our personal care products, Imrich Essentials. But Alexander Imrich page, if you go ahead and scroll down, it says, Comey caught committing perjury to Congress. Full report. That needs 1 million likes. That needs to be sent to the four corners of the galaxy. The embedded video needs to be sent everywhere. It just went up like 30 minutes ago. It's only got 32,000 viewers on it. Now, that sounds like a lot. It's not. It needs 35 million and will change the course of the country and the world. It's Comey right there contradicting everything they're saying. It's powerful. Why do they want to shut down InfoWars? Because they know we'll remember common sense. Our listeners will send us a show tip saying, hey, here's Comey at minute, 57 in the full testimony. We have the full testimony up there, too, saying this never happened. And here he is saying it did. This is a big deal. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is a big, 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 big deal. That's for all my foibles and all my problems. And Lord, I'm obnoxious sometimes. And I know it. I love the truth. I'll tell the truth. I will come out with the truth. And that's why they hate InfoWars.com. That's why they hate DrudgeReport.com. Because we're one of the few outlets out there that when it's being censored, it's being blocked, we will put it out. They say, oh, you're fake news. They say that because we're so accurate. They say that because we'll show you a clip of Gruber saying, thank God you're so dumb. And then saying he never said it. Or Obama saying health care is free under Obamacare, then show you 5 years later saying it doubles your prices. We will bring back the memory hole info that was supposed to be put into a furnace and never seen again. That's why they don't like us. And if you'll just start doing it, when you see them make a claim, start your own YouTube channel, your own Facebook, whatever, or your own system, and go show where they said one thing 5 years ago and another thing today, or one thing 3 months ago and another thing today. It's called having a memory. These tyrants cannot exist if there's a free press. And with the internet today, everybody can have their own press. I want to be transcended. I want to be made obsolete. Believe me. Believe me. I'm either so obsessed with this, I do it 20 hours a day, or I want to just quit and never do it again. This is a total war. It's not fun having them come after your kids and have the whole media lie about you during a jury trial for your kids, trying to take your kids away from you to make you some failure. Or all the other crap that the big foundations and law firms pull behind the scenes against us. And the lies the media puts out about it that I'll be saying more about the next few days. It's incredible. But just know this. I'm not bitching. Most people think if you avoid problems, you're a winner. No. When you can't avoid things and you finally deal with it, that's when you're a leader. I expect to be attacked. I'm proud to do what I do. Just know this. An epic war for everything is happening now. Now, I haven't gotten to this clip yet. This is Dennis Kucinich talking about how the deep state's trying to take down Trump and how it's horrible. Jonathan Turley's come out and said it's very, very dangerous as well. He's a big liberal. Those are the old liberals I liked. They meant well. They were smart. They were informed. They didn't like stuff Bush was doing. Neither did I, but I didn't like the Democrats either. Now it's just like, whoa. Because it's a bandwagon. But here is Kucinich.
You have a politicization of the agencies that is resulting in leaks from anonymous, unknown people, and the intention is to take down a president. Now, this is very dangerous to America. It's a threat to our republic. It constitutes a clear and present danger to our way of life. So we have to be asking, what is the motive of these people? Who's putting these leaks out? Why doesn't somebody come forward and make a charge and put their name and a reputation behind it instead of attacking through the media and not substantiating their position?
Sir, you agree with me. This is a real danger when you have the intelligence community in an election season under the guise of national security that are spying on an opposition party candidate and transition team at a 600% increase rate from the years prior to the election season.
Well, we have to remember this. You know, our first allegiance is to our country. This isn't about one president. This is about the political process of the United States of America being under attack by intelligence agencies.
Being hijacked.
And individuals in those agencies, yes, as you said, there might be some good people in there, but there are certain individuals who are the lifers who want to be able to direct the policy of the country.
That's right, they're on a power trip.
And if a president stands in their way, whether it's a Democrat or Republican, they'll just try
to run their person out. Let me just repeat what you said. You're saying President Trump is under attack by the deep state intelligence community. Fair statement?
I believe that. Not only that, Sean, but it has to be pointed out in October of 2016, that same deep state overrode the decision of President Obama and Secretary Kerry
right.
to come to an agreement with Russia over in a ceasefire in Syria.
Right.
They overrode it and launched an attack against a Syrian military base. So this is a problem in our country. We've got to protect our nation here. People have to be aware of what's going on.
That's right.
We've got to stand up for America now. This isn't about Democrat, Republican.
Exactly.
This is about getting what's going on in the moment and understanding that our country itself is under attack from within.
And folks, it doesn't matter whether you're liberal, conservative, who it is. If you're a smart intellectual like DeSantis, he's saying everything I'm saying because we're looking at the same deal. You understand? This is an internal takeover by globalists. This is the end of the country, folks.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bank on yourself. AlexJones.com.
I can take some phone calls for a few segments. Then we got Paul Watson coming up from the UK. Locked and loaded from there. Briefly, we have the new Embrace Essentials. High quality, organic, national name brand, discounted, 20% off retail. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's 45% off retail at InfoWarsStore.com. The mouthwash, the sunscreen, the bug spray, it's all natural, highest quality. Very, very excited about this. Introductory offer out of the gates, very close to Loss Leader to get introduced to it. We also have a lot of other specials running on nutraceuticals right now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And look at the important work we're doing. We want to expand in the face of the globalist trying to shut us down. So, again, thank you all for your prayers and your support. But whatever you do, share the articles, share the videos, like the ones up on InfoWars.com. Comey caught perjuring himself, according to his other testimony, claiming that Trump never or anyone else ever tried to influence his investigation. Now he's using this memo against Trump, claiming he did. This is unbelievable, and the MSM is going to try to hide this. It is so important that you get this out. It's at InfoWars.com that you retweet it at Real Alex Jones. Okay, let's talk to Matt in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey,
hello, Matt.
That, hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Hey, I have a little blog that I run. I always repost and I always share stuff. And I just kind of want to call on everyone listening to just do more. Because we elected Trump. We chose Trump. We didn't choose any of these other people who are just crazy, for lack of better words, and just completely ridiculous. I mean, it's so...
Well, I think you just said it. This is an attack on the American people trying to bring our government back, not wanting NAFTA and GATT and TPP and the Arab Spring. This is the deep state saying, screw you, America.
All right, we just need to do more. Everyone needs to do more. Share more.
Oh, listen, we have millions of listeners. We're on over 200 commercial radio stations. If everybody listening just went and emailed the article at InfoWars.com or retweeted it or whatever, it would break through and it would absolutely sink Comey and all of them. But it's up to everybody. God bless you, Matt. Thank you so much. Anything else?
Do you mind if I share my blog?
Please do.
It's the dailyinformer.net.
I love that.
And I just, thank you. I just always share, like, you've inspired me tenfold, and I always share everything relevant to this. But everyone can do it. It's not difficult. It's really simple. It just takes focus and consistency and just do more, do more, do more. I mean, we're all, like...
It's a war. These globalists want to run our lives, run our kids. It's fun to fight them. I think everybody should call C-SPAN, too. That has a big effect when half the callers are saying InfoWars.com or, you know, whatever it is. We want to keep shaking them up. Thank you, Matt. Great points. All right, we've got Dean, we've got Jay, and we've got Sam and Chris and others. Let's go to a caller in Wisconsin. Let's talk to Dean. What should Trump's game plan be? What is the battle strategy?
Hey, Alex. Yeah, give me a minute. I know you talk real fast and that, but listen to me. I said before, and I'm glad that guy came on and said, just fire everyone, bring everyone up. That's another step. You're doing what you're doing, but the bottom line, I'm telling you, the curtain has to be lifted. I think he needs to, you're right, he needs to go online. He can go on once a week. He doesn't need to go on more than that because I want him at work busting the mouth of these people. Get on and say, hey, this is what I'm for, nationalism, sovereignty. This is what the sabotage is.
Global and you've elected me. You've elected me in these. Go ahead.
You guys want this? You want that? Get on there. That's the first. Can I swear online? Or,
no, I can't. I'll let you know. I appreciate your call. But I hear what you're saying. We're going to come back and talk to Sam and Chris and Jay and others. That's it. We elected Trump. He's allowed to share intelligence. He's the president. He didn't, though. It's all lies by scum like Dana Bash and scum like Chuckie Schumer and scum, just scum, like Rachel Maddow and trash like Hardball and all these nobodies. They're just all... And these scummy Republican people, they are just, they hate trying to bring America back. They've all gotten rich selling the country off. Fourth hour, InfoWars.com/show. Spread that link. Tell folks about your local stations. I'll be back with Paul Watson. Or your calls in 70 seconds. But retweet our article about Cuomo.